Tuesday, the 22nd of June. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, today is the winter solstice. That means it's the shortest day of the year. We're bang in the middle of winter, and although it may get a little bit colder as we go forwards, in fact, from now on, the days are going to start getting longer. And lots of people use this image of the winter solstice as a kind of a spiritual image. They talk about it a bit like when we get to the winter solstice, you know that spring is coming. You know that the next big season is going to be spring. And so we can have hope that the cold weather will pass and that spring and warmth and heat will come again. And come the 1st of September, I think it is, you can officially go and swim at all the municipality swimming pools because it's officially spring. Although it's so frigging cold, I've never known anyone who actually did it. But there we go. As I was saying yesterday, when we hit these big moments in the weather, in the climate, it's always worth thinking about, well, what's going on? What's going on with our world at the moment? We're living in this very strange time. Between COVID and then the Ukrainian war, we're starting to realize that we are all interlinked. If something happens in Asia, it can affect us here in Africa. If something happens in China, we will feel it. If it happens in Europe, we will feel it. If it happens in Australia or in Latin America or in North America, we will feel it. If it happens in India or in a strange place like Ukraine that I had to go and find on the map because I didn't know where it was exactly, we will feel some of those consequences here. We talk about living in a planet that's connected. That we're all connected to each other. We're not connected just to the human beings, but actually we're connected to all the other creatures. And some of them are the big creatures like the mammals, like dogs and cats and cows and sheep and elephants and whales. And some of them are smaller creatures. Some of them are microscopic creatures like the viruses and the bacteria and the fungi that live in our world, and a lot of them live in us. Did you know that you had bacteria living in you? Not just when you're sick, all the time. All the time, you are the host of many, many bacteria. So why am I saying all of this? What is this all about? Well, I think there's something about remembering that we are connected, that anything that happens to the world is happening to what St. Francis calls our common home. I heard this really interesting comment made by a physicist, and he was talking about gold in the universe. I didn't know this about gold. We know that gold is valuable and rare, right? Yes, we all know that. Human beings have been aware of this for a while. And I didn't know that one of the reasons why gold is so valuable and rare is that gold is created out of stars. Gold needs to, in order to be created, gold needs something to happen in stars. So dying stars or colliding stars or something to do with stars cause gold. That's why it's so heavy. So it's very rare throughout the universe. And then the scientist said, but it is not the most rare substance. The most rare substance is life. So far, we've only found life on one planet, ours. We don't entirely know why life came to exist on our planet or how it came to exist. Science can't explain that. But when we look at that question with the eyes of faith, when we bring that question before God, the answer is it's because God desired it to be so. That we are made with purpose and meaning. And not just us, but every living thing on the planet is precious. And that we need to start thinking about the planet and all the things that live on them, the animals, the microbes, the plants, the fungi. We need to start seeing all of these as precious and as treasured and as beautiful. That's really what Pope Francis is asking us to do in his encyclical Laudato Si. He's asking us to think about the planet as a precious space, as a treasured space that must be protected. So let's close our eyes now and ask for God's blessing on us. You, Lord, who created all things, all stars and solar systems, the huge vastness of the universe, we ask for your blessing on us, that our hearts and our eyes may be open to your wonder revealed in creation, and that we may be filled with deep concern for all that lives in this world. Amen.